Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Aware Show. This is Lisa Garr, and it's so great to be with you today. Super exciting things are happening. This coming up in February the 19th through the 21st is the Conscious Life Expo. I don't know what year this is. Probably, they've been doing this for over a decade. And I'm so excited because I am one of the keynote speakers and on the cover of the guide, the program guide and everything. And I have a very full and exciting schedule at the expo. You can check it all out on my website, theawareshow.com. If you go to theawareshow.com, you'll see my whole schedule there, where I'm going to be. Come see me at a booth and speaking and all these great things. So this is it's going to be a super fun weekend. I'm getting excited because it's just always got such a great buzz to it. There's booths, there's workshops, there's panels that I'm going to be doing, there's lectures and keynotes. Now, the keynote that I'm doing is with Anita Morjani, and this is very exciting for me. Anita Morjani wrote the book Dying to Be Me, and her story was discovered by Wayne Dyer about 5 years ago when he found a posting that she had done about a near-death experience she had that was so extraordinary. It was so incredible because she went through end-stage cancer, stage 4 cancer, went home to die, basically, was told, you know, have your final days at home. And then she had this experience, this incredible experience, this out-of-body experience, and she went into a complete space of expanded consciousness. And her story and her experience when she was out of her body, when I interviewed her about this, it started to match the exact experience that I had, even though she and I had never spoken about it. We felt the same state, the same expanded feeling, the oneness. Everything was simultaneous. You could feel and hear everything and everyone around you and their thoughts. And I thought this was just exclusive to me. This was maybe my imagination. And when I started talking with her, this incredible language started to birth between she and I. We went into this vortex, and we got all of this on video, which was so amazing. And we started to realize that there's a language from the other side that we want to express, that when we get together, we witness a different conversation. So we wanted to do this as a keynote at the Conscious Life Expo for the first time ever, to continue that conversation we were so excited about when we first got together. Now, Wayne Dyer was also my mentor, and he was always so curious about my accident, my near-death experience. And he was always wondering about that other side. Well, he's there now in full strength and probably a brighter light and shining brighter in that other realm than ever before. And he understands everything that we were speaking about feeling that all things are simultaneous and there's no such thing as time, and that the expansiveness is beyond anything that we know in this world. And so he's experiencing all that now, which is amazing. But I've had the opportunity to interview Anita several times. I'm going to play some of the clips from the interview just in case you don't know who Anita Morjani is. But in the meantime, I'm super excited about this lecture that we're doing together. So it's on February 21st, and we are we're getting together from 12 to 1:30 on the 21st. And we have tickets available here for the fun drive. So donating to the station is awesome, is really great. And then you'll get a ticket to our wonderful keynote. And also, there's a pair of tickets to the whole expo. So give us a call here, 818-985-KPFK. That's 818-985-5735. And it's a $125 donation. Now, there's only three pairs that the expo was able to donate for this particular show here today, which is fine. It's wonderful to have the opportunity for the money to go into KPFK. And you will get a pair of Sunday passes to the Conscious Life Expo, where you'll be able to see my keynote with Anita. So listen up to this first track here. This is from an interview that I did with Anita, and it's kind of a sampling of an example of what you'll be able to hear when you attend our lecture. Keep the phone line ringing here, 818-985-KPFK. There's only three of these tickets to give away. And listen to this experience that Anita was talking about in her out-of-body experience. It's great because anyone out there who has had this experience of leaving this plane, this dimension, this reality, this consciousness, and exiting into another reality knows exactly what we're talking about. So, Anita, I'm going to start with your experience. As you began to give way to the cancer, what were you experiencing at that time?
Oh, wow. It was like a release. It was like incredible bliss. I mean, at this point, I was my organs had started to fail, and I was connected to tubes. I was connected to oxygen. My body was completely wasted away, and I went into a coma. So my family, I was at home. I was actually suffering the last days of my cancer at home. And then when I went into a coma, my family called the doctor, and they said to rush me to the hospital. And at the hospital, they told my family that this was the end and that now my organs had shut down. And my body, well, first of all, my physical body started to swell up because of the toxic buildup within the body because the organs had shut down. And so I had these open skin lesions, and I was in, like, really bad shape. But what nobody realized was that I was aware of everything that was going on around me, and all I felt was incredible, peaceful bliss, and it was like I was surrounded by this unconditional love. And
were you aware of the pain at the same time, or was that not in the awareness that we're talking about right now?
No, the pain was gone, completely gone.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I didn't even feel my body anymore. My body was almost insignificant compared to what I was then feeling in that realm. I felt expanded, like I continued to kind of expand and take over all the space in the room and beyond. And I was aware of conversations that were going on beyond the room, like between my doctor and my husband and my family outside, like down the hallway, down the corridor. And I wasn't even aware that I was in a coma. It was almost like it felt normal to be in that state. It was like I had awoken finally.
When I was looking in that whole experience, it was the exact same for me. When I was in I had an accident. If you don't know about it, it all is in my book, Becoming Aware. But the accident was a mountain biking accident, and I had fallen off of a mountain and cracked my helmet and flew off. And as I was in this state of unconsciousness, it was the most conscious I'd ever been. It was the most clear, connected, vivid experience ever. I forgot everything. My memory was severely damaged after this accident, but I remember that like it was yesterday. I could tell you the colors and exactly where I was, and everything was just etched into my memory so clearly. And this is the incredible thing. After I had this experience, for anyone who's been through an accident or a near-death experience or anything, even in a coma, you know that after the effects of a coma, you have many, and it's also coming out a lot now, of all the situations where you lose your memory and your short-term memory, and you have spikes of depression and anger and excitement, all these different, it's very irregular in terms of your ability, your brain's ability to control its neurochemicals. But in that experience, she explained the exact same state that I was in. And as I was interviewing Anita, I was realizing this is not just my imagination. This isn't just a state shift that went and happened in my brain. This was a place, a dimension. And that's where it gets super interesting. At the Conscious Life Expo, and I highly encourage you to go this time around if you've never gone before, or if you have gone before, come and check it out. Dr. Eben Alexander is also speaking there, and he had the same situation, a coma induced from spinal meningitis. He described the exact same situation. There's a whole near-death panel that we're going to be on with Eben Alexander and myself and Anita. All of that's happening. And so to hear several different people from completely different scenarios, different backgrounds, all having the experience of the other side with the same language is so interesting. And this is the first time we've ever all been on a panel together or done a keynote together. And I am so looking forward to what is similar. And as I'm, you know, doing my research for the panel, I'm making a list of all the similarities. Dr. Raymond Moody did this with his research on near-death experiences, and he interviewed thousands and thousands of people that had the exact same experience when they went into this other realm. Now, is it a realm? Is it a dimension? What is it? It's interesting, and that's what Anita is going to explain in this next clip, but I want you to have the opportunity right now to give us a call. The number is 818-985-KPFK. We have a limited number of passes to give away to the Conscious Life Expo. You can look it up at consciouslifeexpo.com. But we have a limited number of tickets to give away. And there are 12 pairs. So the cool thing is you get one and a friend, you and a friend. 12 pairs of single-day passes to the Conscious Life Expo. So you can choose the day that we're doing our keynote and the panel. You can choose one of those. And that's a $50 donation to the station, which is less than the price if you were to go to their website. So it's a deal. I always love to do that for you guys. And then the three pairs, that's you and a friend, of the day passes that gets you to the keynote and the entire expo. It's like a all-access pass. And there's only three pairs of those. So this is lower than the prices you'll see on the website. And you can, once you get the tickets, you call us here, 818-985-KPFK. All the donations go to KPFK. It's tax deductible for you. You're supporting this awesome station. And then you're coming to the expo and you're experiencing something that's never been done before. We're going to actually film this because it's going to be such a unique experience. But give us a call, and we only have 12 of these to give away, plus three of the all-day passes. Now, these are pairs, so if you call, you and a buddy get to go. 818-985-KPFK, and I'm going to let you know when the 12 are gone, and we're going to stick with this until they go. So they will go within this hour, so don't wait to call. Call right now if you can. Several have already gone, so get on the phone if you can. Pull over, be safe, or use the internet at kpfk.org, or call us about to give you my cell phone number, 818-985-KPFK. All right, let's listen to this next really interesting conversation where Anita's talking about this expanded space. Listen up.
In that other realm, time doesn't exist, or at least not in the way we know it here. True. Time doesn't run linear. The physical body seems to limit time to running linear, like one point of time after another, like we link the points of time together to make it linear. So in that realm, it felt like I was watching it unfold then and there, that there were these options, that there was the option of my body dying and the medical records showing that I actually saw them, the doctor coming in and and presenting to my family that cause of death was due to organ failure from end-stage lymphoma. And then there was this other scenario that was unfolding, and it was unfolding simultaneously. Both were simultaneous.
Wow.
The other scenario was the doctors coming in and saying, good news, she's healed. Yeah, and it wasn't that quick. Good news, her organs are starting to function again. Now, what's interesting is they took the tests before that. The tests were already taken. The results hadn't come out yet. So both of these scenarios were running simultaneously. So it wasn't even like it was a future scenario. They were running simultaneously, and I had the choice as to which one to, you know, like if I chose to go back into my body, the doctors would walk in and say, her organs are starting to function again. If I chose to go into death and not go into my body, it would have been the other.
Was there a specific thing that you needed or that happened that allows you to choose coming back?
A couple of things happened. First was, well, I encountered my father and also my best friend, but my father impressed upon me that it wasn't my time yet, and that I should actually go back. But I didn't want to come back because my body was dying, and apart from the fact that my body was completely dying and suffering and my family was suffering because I was ill, apart from that, that state was so incredibly blissful and peaceful and
yes,
amazing. It's just so hard to leave that state.
Yes, it's so hard to leave that state because we have it's so alluring. It's so appealing, and it's peaceful. It's more peaceful. You know, in that state of peace, no stress can exist simultaneously. It is pure bliss. You don't want or need anything. You can live forever in that space. A friend of mine was telling me this morning when he went deep sea diving, and this is off the coast of Florida, and he told me that he saw a sea turtle the size of a VW, like a bug, a car. And this sea turtle must have been 200 years old. And that turtle, in order to live 200 years, has to have lived stress-free, eating a diet of sea plankton, living and floating in the state of bliss. That's how you live 200 years. And it's, you know, there are realms that we can truly live infinitely. It's a beautiful experience if that's at all what it is like when people die, then I truly believe the phrase, you go to a better place. I really truly believe that. And I do also believe that you can connect with people who have crossed over with their soul, because if you raise your vibration and you raise it slightly to the level of the vibration of the infinite, then you can connect with the infinite souls. I interview people all the time who have this gift, like John Edwards and John Holland and these people who truly, you know, James Van Praagh, who have gifts of truly speaking to their side. I do believe it's just a state, it's just a realm. Okay, so, oh, wow. I love talking about this. The pairs of tickets are gone right now, but you can still call and, let's see here, the $125 level is gone, but you can call and get the $50 level. And by calling here, 818-985-KPFK, these will go in the next 10 minutes. So if you can get a chance to donate to KPFK, it's a discount. If you donate here, it's a discount from what you'll get on the website. Just because I always do that, I want to make it always available to you. Since they're donated anyway from the Conscious Life Expo, I wanted to pass that a savings on to you and enable you to really get there. You can find out my schedule if you go to theawareshow.com. It's also going to be live streaming, so if you aren't able to physically make it there, you'll be able to check out the live stream of this. It's going to be truly a divine experience. Now, what Anita experienced is a state of divine love. And It was, and when you listen to her speak, it, see, I know exactly that state where every single need is taken care of from a place of you not needing anything. And if you could understand that. And it's such a beautiful, expansive feeling. But everything happens at once. As she was saying that there was a simultaneous scenario of this is if I live and this is if I die, but you have a choice at any given time to make that choice. You can really make that happen. That's where free will comes in. Now, how this applies to anyone who might not have had this experience is to know that you, listening right here, right now, have that choice to make different decisions. You have the ability to change your course of action, which means you don't necessarily need to fall prey or subject to your past or past decisions or any physical limitations. You can completely change your mindset. It all happens in a mindset. That's all that happened in this experience with Anita and with me and with Eben Alexander. When we experienced this other realm, all it really was opened up our minds to the limitless possibility that you can make different choices. It sounds so simple. And guess what? It is. It is. It just, you need to just believe it. Belief is such a big part of transformation. So again, these tickets here are available at KPFK. Give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. These tickets now are a pair, so you and a buddy get day passes to the Conscious Life Expo. There are 200 other free lectures happening here. Obviously, there's going to be something you're going to be interested in. Everyone, everywhere from near-death experiences to vaccine panels to George Norrie, of course, is going to be there. And he's amazing, and he's doing a whole meet-and-greet. Nassim Khariman, he is a physicist. So if science is what you're interested in, there's Ricky Byers-Beckwith, of course, from Agape, Don Miguel Ruiz was spiritual, incredible spiritual healer, James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So once again, you can go to the website, which is consciouslifeexpo.com. You can find out when all of these things are happening, or just get yourself there. You can look at my website, which is theawareshow.com, to find out a list of the places that I'm going to be. I have a booth there. We're doing demos for the InLight healing systems, which are incredible. I really would love you to come by the booth and check that out. And then also this keynote panel that I'm doing with Anita. And we're going to select some people that come to our lecture, to our keynote lecture, to come and be part of a live taping that we're doing, that Anita and I are doing an interview. So that's going to be fun too. There are all sorts of opportunities. So give us a call here. There's 12 pairs of single day passes. You and a buddy get to come, and it's a $50 donation. So please donate to KPFK. And we're going to listen to this next track from Anita about that all one simultaneous experience, isn't it? How do we use this concept of multidimensional reality in a practical sense? How do you use it now in your life? How are you both using it now in your life? How does it help you with where we're going as a community of beings?
When I was in my NDE state, when I was no longer expressing from my physical body, which is the limited expression, I felt I became everybody and everything, everybody that was around me. Hmm. I actually became them. I knew every emotion my husband was feeling, my mother, but not just them, but also the doctors and the nurses that were treating me, everybody that was around. I could feel their frenzy. I could feel even some of them in resignation, knowing that I was just going to die in a few hours anyway. I could sense that. And it was like I became them. And so this leads me to believe that when we're not expressing through our bodies, we're all one. We're all connected anyway. And because there's no time in the other realm, because I perceived what I would have probably interpreted as past lives if somebody was telling me the story of past lives that I have lived. But in that realm, it didn't feel like past lives. It felt like those lives were running simultaneously, like right now. And those lives were running at the same time as the other, supposedly the probabilities of whether I was going to die or whether I was going to come back into my body, and also the past life scenarios. It was like everything was happening simultaneously. So this is why now I know, as I'm here in this physical world right now in this body, I know that at my consciousness level, when I can access that level, it can actually still become anything.
And that's the experience that I had. And I saw Asia in this experience when I was out of my body and my body was laying on the ground. I went into this expanded consciousness realm, same exact feeling. And anything that I could put my attention on manifest instantly around me. I became it. And for some reason, I remembered this experience very clearly of Asia coming around me. And I'd never been to Asia. I didn't have a connection with Asia. I hadn't always wanted to be there. It was something that I remembered several years after my near-death experience. It all came back in pieces over the years. And I wrote about this all in my book. When I wrote my book, I hadn't included this piece, and this is it's a story I'm going to share at the keynote and go into a little bit further into detail, because it's an incredible story of how I found myself 15 years after the near-death experience in Asia. 15 years later, I found myself in Asia assisting a very close friend who was having a near-death experience. And I didn't even put all, I had already submitted my manuscript for the book and everything before that, actually on the way to that, to Bali. It's really, truly amazing the way the universe works and what we don't know about it. And so when you put together people who have had these experiences, and you in the audience can be the observer of and listen to the languages that come from the other side, it's really quite extraordinary. And this is what you'll be able to experience. So call us right now. Donate to the station, 818-985-KPFK. There are 10 tickets left of the single day passes where you and a buddy get to go. And this is going to be such a great expo. There's hundreds of other lectures and conferences and all sorts of things happening. The keynote that I'm doing with Anita is on Sunday from 12 to 1:30. And to witness this and to hear this experience, this is the first time we've ever done it off the radio. So it'll be the first time live and in person, which is even better. And so it's going to be quite a unique experience. So call now, donate to KPFK, 818-985-5735. Call now and ask for the pair of day passes. This is you and a buddy. $50 donation to the station, which is less than you will pay if you go onto the website, but you can also check all of the lectures and keynotes out on their website, which is consciouslifeexpo.com. This is happening Saturday and Sunday, February 20th and 21st, and it's at the LAX Hilton here by LAX, obviously. And so it's Los Angeles over the weekend, next weekend. And so it's always been on Valentine's Day weekend, and they moved it this year. Yay. So there's time to gather your friend together and to make plans and open up your weekend, because it's going to be fantastic. It's coming up next weekend. So these tickets are going fast. There are only 10 left. So give us a call, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. And George Norrie is going to be there. As I said, Eben Alexander, Don Miguel Ruiz, there are over 75 workshops that you will be able to attend with these tickets, you and a friend. Okay, so I want to get to the next piece here, because as I said, Anita and I are doing this keynote on Sunday from 12 to 1:30. I'm very excited to see you there, because I love meeting my listeners and Anita's fans and people who are going to come and experience this for the first time. This next piece she's talking about, and we're going to talk about this more in depth at our lecture, and also we're going to go through an experience, too, a guided visualization process to take you into this experience that both of us are going to guide. It's going to be awesome. In this next piece, she's talking about parallel universes, which is fascinating. This is the part that Wayne Dyer was always so interested in. But before we play this, I want to see two more people give us a call. Two more people. Call 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. Let's see the volunteers in the phone room. Pick up the phones right now because you're going to call them. You're going to call them and you're going to be a part of this amazing weekend at the Conscious Life Expo. Next weekend, Sunday, or Saturday and Sunday, February 20 and 21. And you're calling us now, 818-985-KPFK. And this is only a $50 donation to KPFK. You're supporting this amazing radio station. We thank you. We love you. We want to stay here to be here for you. And the way that we do that, obviously, is not through commercials, because you're never going to turn on KPFK and hear 12 minutes of commercials. You are going to hear information and news and spirituality and health programming, and that's what happens when you turn on KPFK, and we want to stay committed to that here. So we appreciate your donations enormously. Keep the phone lines ringing, 818-985-5735. This number's going to go down very fast. There's only 10 tickets and or 10 pairs to you and a friend, and I see the volunteers working on the phones right now. Okay, let's listen to this next clip about Anita talking about parallel universes. Now, this is the last clip that I'm going to have time to play, so it's going to be up to you to give us a call after this. Listen up. Is that what you're talking about, that we're in this space right here, right now, but there's yet another one existing simultaneously, and another one, and another one, and they all have their own sets of guides and consciousness?
Well, yes-ish. This is where it gets complex, but it's almost like every scenario is already available to you. So, and there's no wrong path. So what we always worry about is, I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to go down this route. I have to work really hard to get this right. But that is all the fear-based living. So getting it wrong, getting it right, or getting it in any other way, we have to kind of think all these possibilities all exist right now, and we don't have to beat ourselves up to get to the next level or the next stage of our life or whatever it is. It's almost like we have to surrender to the guidance. And I tend to use the word guidance more than specifically guides, because sometimes when I say guides, people want to know who the guides are. Guidance is more all-encompassing because it's more fluid. So it's like we're guided, and if we surrender to the guidance, and the complex part is we surrender to the guidance, but we don't necessarily give our power away, because our power is what makes us unique. It's what makes us who we are. And if your only purpose is to be who you are, you cannot fail. So you be who you are, and you surrender to the guidance to move you forward. So you don't have to then make goals and say, I've got to get this right, I've got to do it this way, because you can't get it wrong. And even if you get it supposedly wrong, it's still okay. There's nothing to beat yourself up about, because the other possibilities always exist alongside of you, always exist, and you can always move. You can shift from one possibility to the next all the time, because time doesn't run linear in the way that we are forced to believe, and we can still keep kind of moving for example, if I can give you a tangible example, it's like the way my cancer healed. I could have died and my family would have mourned me, or I had the possibility of coming back. Now, the time frame in which the cancer healed was not physically possible, and that's what stumped all the doctors, and that's what it says even in my medical report written by one of the oncologists, that they had never seen such a rapid rate of healing, because they cannot figure where did the cancer cells go, because my organs had shut down. So it didn't need to play out in linear time. That's kind of my point.
Interesting.
And I think that very often, because we are so fixed in our thinking and our belief of how time should run and in our expectations, that's what we actually get. But if we let go of that fixed belief and we're more able to step into the ambiguity, we can almost sometimes bypass that whole linear path to get from one point to the other.
This is how I know Anita to live. She lives this way. She lives in such a beautiful state of flow. And as she, you know, goes around the country speaking about this experience, around the world, really, she lives in this state of flow. And yes, stuff happens, but she handles it in such a different way. So this is just a piece of what you're going to experience at the lecture that Anita and I are doing together. It's a keynote workshop. It's Sunday, February 21st, from 12 to 1:30 in the afternoon. We would love to see you there. You can call here and get tickets. There's seven pairs. So you and a friend get to go. And call us here, 818-985-KPFK. You can find out my speaking schedule there, and I'll be all over the place, and I have a booth and all sorts of things are happening, panels, near-death panels, this lecture. If you go to my website, which is theawareshow.com, and that's going to – there. I'm going to be lots of fun places. So I can experience all that with you as well. So 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call to get tickets. And you can see all of the rest of the schedule, the whole rest of the schedule at the Conscious Life Expo website, which is consciouslifeexpo.com.